Welcome back to Silver Lake, getting set for the second half of our girls' semifinal. It's Silver Lake against Jeff West. The Eagles, the top seed, and the host with just one loss this season, getting set to take on the Jeff West Tigers, who are 15-6. Tigers went 10-4 this year in the Big 7 League. They're coached by John Malloy in his ninth season. A former Big 7 League coach, now leading Silver Lake, it's Kyle Porter in his second year. Last year, Silver Lake made the state tournament, but lost in the opening round, the quarterfinal game at Sabetha. Silver Lake's had quite the season, and they are a very, very young team with a lot of sophomores that play the bulk of their minutes, with just a couple upperclassmen part of the varsity rotation. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flukeback with you as the teams finish their warm-ups, and we can get you the starting lineups. Jeff West is the visitors, who are in their road black uniforms here tonight, and the starters for the Tigers and head coach John Malloy include 5'8 sophomore Kenley Stones in the backcourt with 5'8 senior and an all-league performer Kristen Biltoff. Brooklyn Michalis, a 5'9 senior on the wing, and inside it's Meg Tibbetts, a 5'7 senior, and also Melanie Roney, a 5'9 senior for Jeff West. Biltoff averaging 12.5 points a game to lead the Tigers, but Melanie Roney, 11.8 rebounds tonight, is right behind her. Jeff West won in the opening round of Substate. They beat Rossville 49-41. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. And the winner of this game will, of course, get Nemaha Central, who was dominating earlier tonight in their victory over Hiawatha by a final score of 45-33. Silver Lake, coached by Kyle Porter in the home white uniforms here tonight. Mentioned a couple upperclassmen, 5'6 senior guard Mariah Farmer and 6-foot junior post Taylor Ross. Then three sophomores start. Mackenzie McDaniel leads the Silver Lake team. She's a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 15 points and 12 rebounds per game. McDaniel is a handful. And then the Kruger girls, 5'7 sophomore Cabrin Kruger and 5'6 sophomore McKinley Kruger. McKinley's second on this team, averaging 13 points a game. So Silver Lake has three sophomores that combined average 35 points per game and a couple upperclassmen that start that add 16 points per contest for Silver Lake. So it's McDaniel, Kruger, Ross, and Farmer for the Eagles, 20-1. Their one loss this year was against Rock Creek. It was on January the 22nd. They lost to Rock Creek by 5. They have beaten Rock Creek, so they've beaten everyone on their schedule. And Silver Lake's not lost since that one game by 5 to Rock Creek. They won on Tuesday night in Substate, beating Royal Valley 56-35. The Eagles rolled in that one. Mentioned Kyle Porter with his Big 7 League ties. Of course, led the Royal Valley girls to a state 3A basketball championship. Went out to Hayes High for 1 year, and now is back at Silver Lake for his second season with the Lady Eagles. John Malloy's taken his teams to state 3 times in 9 years with Jeff West, a coach that certainly knows how to win in the postseason. 2 years ago, Jeff West upset number one ranked and seed Riley County, who is 22-0, and Jeff West beat him a couple years ago to get to the state tournament. So don't underestimate the Tigers in the Big 7 League. Jeff West, 15-6 on the year. Let's take one quick pregame timeout. When we come back, we'll tip it off. It's Jeff West, Silver Lake, with Nemaha Central awaiting the winner. High school 3A girls substate basketball coming up here on KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We are underway. Jeff West and Silver Lake. Man, two big fan bases, and especially pep sections here tonight. The Jeff West pep section, I'll try to get a picture of them maybe at halftime. It is Hawaiian night. They're having a luau in the pep section. And Jeff West, man, they got like 12 rows deep of a student section, about eight across. I mean, they got 100 kids over there in their pep section all Hawaiian'd up tonight. First point of the game comes on a free throw by Jeff West sophomore Kinley Stones. Her second free throw is no good. So it's 1-0 Jeff West, who won the opening tip, and then Silver Lake throws it out of bounds. Pass too high over the head of McKinley Kruger on the outlet to the far side. So Silver Lake with a turnover, and Roy and Jeff West with 1 point. And now the Tigers will have the basketball back. Kinley Stones, sophomore, been starting, playing well at a 20-plus point game a couple weeks ago for the Lady Tigers. Kristen Biltoff, All-State player, gets it over on the left side to Stones. Silver Lake matched up defensively, and they get a steal. This ball into the hands of Mariah Farmer. Farmer goes to the basket, pulls up, little six-footer. It's left short. Rebound by Jeff West. Melanie Roney gets the rebound. She beats everybody down the court. Wide open layup by Roney. Well, if Silver Lake didn't get the memo, Melanie Roney's pretty quick. And she can dribble the basketball with as much speed as she runs in the open field. 3-0 Tigers. Now a drive and a nice pass, and a wide open basket is good. Silver Lake is on the board. It's Mackenzie McDaniel getting the nice dish that time and able to finish. Now a 3-2 score with 6 minutes, 25 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Omaha Central awaiting the winner. Michalis, lob pass, Roney, shot blocked. Rejected by McDaniel, who then gets the loose ball. Pass ahead to Farmer in transition, one-on-one against Biltop. Farmer stops, a turnaround, Jay, and it goes in off the back of the rim. A friendly bounce for Mariah Farmer, the senior leader of the Silver Lake Eagles, and she puts them ahead 4-3. Here's Roney, Biltoff rather, driving, missed the shot. Ball pinballed up in the air, now taken by Taylor Ross. Ross, the six-footer, handles the ball, brings it up, and missed the shot, but drew the foul. And Taylor going to attempt two free throws. Tallest player on the court, but has played some points. She's played some varsity the last couple years as an underclassman as well. And the first foul against the Tigers tonight is on Brooklyn Michalis. Taylor Ross, a 58% free throw shooter. The first of two is no good. First substitutions of the night for Jeff West. Ella Dickey comes in. She is a sophomore. Second free throw for Ross is good. Her first point, one of two at the line. Jeff West also bringing into the ball game for the first time tonight, Verley Sanders. Verley is a sophomore for Jeff West, been playing more here in the second half of the season instead of Mallory Young. Stones threw it into the paint, threw it away. Ball intercepted by Mackenzie McDaniel. That's the first turnover on the Tigers, actually the second. Here's a three ball by Silver Lake, and it's good. Kaitlyn Kruger with the three. 8-3. Now all of a sudden, Silver Lake has scored 8 straight, and they lead by 5. We've got 5 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter. Scoop shot by Roney is good. Got it to Roney at the high post. She attacks and lays it in. Now 8-5. Coach Malloy telling his girls we got a D up. In the big Hawaiian-themed pep section for Jeff West, making a lot of noise. The Silver Lake pep section, here's a lob into McDaniel, and she's fouled. How would I describe the Silver Lake pep section? Well, some of the things that I see include Santa Claus, a pickle, a Mountain Dew bottle, a hot dog, 2 jailbird suits, in the bright orange jumpsuits. I do see Spider-Man and Captain America. I also see 4 officials. Free throw miss, but an offensive rebound. Now the outlet's stolen away. Here comes Jeff West. Down by 3. The foul is against Roney of the Tigers. Now a collision for Jeff West. Nikki colliding with Sanders. Silver Lake gets the basketball. Here's Dieter attacking, and it's a charge. Kaylee Dieter, a 5'8 sophomore, in there for the first time and just picked up the charge foul off the Jeff West third turnover. Tigers have gotten a little bit sloppy with it here as of late. But they lead by 3. Tigers with the ball. 4 minutes, 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. Biltoff looking to the high post. Sanders flashes there. Biltoff drives to the baseline. Layup good. Jeff West attacking the basket. First bucket for Biltoff, pulling them within 1. Kruger blows by Dickey. She feeds McDaniel, who turns and scores. McDaniel, a big forward at 6 foot. Easy to see how she can dominate inside. She is physical, 15 points, 12 boards a game, and just a sophomore. 10-7, Silver Lake. So I think I hit most of the things over there in that Silver Lake student section. I didn't hit all of them, but from referees to hot dogs to ketchup to Santa Claus to a pickle to Captain America and Mountain Dew and everything in between. Here's a blocked shot by Mackenzie McDaniel. Silver Lake wants to push the tempo. This game's at a fast pace. Up the court to McDaniel. She saves it in to Kruger. Now up top, a 3. Swish! McKinley Kruger with a 3. 13-7. The Tigers had briefly cut it down to 1. Ball nearly stolen away from Kristen Biltoff. She needs to break the 10-second count. And I don't think she realized she was that close to not getting across the timeline. And John Malloy takes a timeout. First timeout called tonight. The Tiger head man in his 9th season with over 125 wins. We'll talk it over here. 2 minutes and 50 seconds on the first quarter clock. Silver Lake, the top seed, leads 13-7 over Jeff West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to basketball, Jeff West with it. And a shot blocked again. Now they get the board. Left-handed shot up and in by Melanie Roney. Roney's had a great start. She's got 6 points. That time off another block shot by Mackenzie McDaniel. The Silver Lake lead is 4 points with 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Team fouls even at 2. Lob to McDaniel and an easy bucket again. Boy, when they lob it to her and she catches it there and close to the basket, just go ahead and put those 2 points on the board. 15-9, Silver Lake. Roney working against Farmer. Little stop and pullback. Three-point shot. Off the back lip. No. Rebound by McDaniel. She's blocking shots. She's rebounding. She's scoring. Here comes Silver Lake. Kruger pushes it ahead to Farmer. Farmer to the high post. Ross. Nearly a deflection there by Roney. Now on the left wing, this is McKinley Kruger. Ball batted out of bounds. It'll stay with Silver Lake. Both sophomore Kruger girls, Cabrin and McKinley, have hit a three-point shot. Silver Lake leading by 6 points as they will trigger it in here. They do so to McDaniel, who turns and hits a little turnaround jumper in the paint. Mackenzie McDaniel putting on a show. She's got 8 already here in the first quarter. Ball poked away by Sarah Worley. Worley, a 5'4 sophomore, and Kaylee Dider, a 5'8 sophomore. The two players we've seen off the bench for Silver Lake so far is a missed shot by Jeff West, and the Eagles push it, looking now for a double-digit lead. There's a touch as the ball goes out of bounds. Good hustle getting back for the Tigers that time by Kenley Stones. Stones, Michalis, Roney, Biltoff, and who's the other Tiger? It's Ella Dickey out there right now for Coach Malloy. Deflection and a steal. Silver Lake turns it over. Here's Biltoff without numbers. 2-on-4. Brings it back out on the right wing. And up top, finds Stones. Long shot. No good. Rebound tip. Dickey saves it in off Silver Lake. Good hustle play by Ella Dickey, just a sophomore. Missed some time early in the season. She's a three-point threat. Jeff West averaging about 42 points per game. Silver Lake scored over 70 a few times this season. You can see the firepower that this offense has. 77 against St. Mary's, 75 against Pleasant Ridge. Whew, that's a lot for a girls' high school basketball team with a bunch of underclassmen. Here's a three. Biltoff got an open look in the corner. Missed it short. Offensive board, though, by Michalis. Tigers reset, trailing 17-9. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been a bit of a track meet. Biltoff shaken away from Worley. Kicks it in the corner. A Dickey. Three is good. Ella Dickey hits the first triple for the Tigers tonight. And they're down 5 now at 17-12. Coach KP saying, let's hold for one maybe. 20 seconds left here as McKinley Kruger taps the top of her head. With the left hand, she dribbles with the right hand. She's defended by Dickey in a Tiger man-to-man D. 12 seconds left. Here comes the screen. Kruger up top. Taking a look is Dider. Now the fake shot by McKinley Kruger. Then she shoots the three, and it's short. Offensive board, Ross. Shot short. Rebound, Jeff West. 1 second left, and that'll end the first quarter. 17-12. Silver Lake leading Jeff West at the end of 8 minutes here in this girls' 3A sub-state semifinal. We'll take a timeout, a 1 minute break, here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. Justin Flutback with you. Studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Now, no, it's M&M. McDaniel missed the shot that time. Frustrated with herself as she claps the hands and heads to the other end. 17-12, Silver Lake leading Jeff West. Biltoff sending a defender away as she dribbles it against Mariah Farmer. Biltoff calling for a screen now from Roney. Roney gets the ball instead, goes around a screen, scores a layup. Nice screen by Michalis, and Melanie Roney having a good first half. 8 points for Roney to lead the Tigers to make it a one-possession game. It's 17-14, but Jeff West going to have to keep scoring to keep up with the high-flying Eagles here tonight. Here's Ross. And a block foul. One official thought maybe a charge, saw the hand extended there a bit on the drive by Taylor Ross, but instead a foul against Jeff West. And now all three officials get together to talk maybe a little bit more. 7:08 to go till halftime. The end of the game during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We'll pick a player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. I guess just trying to figure out who the foul is against. Official coming over. And it's on Brooklyn Michalis. Second personal on Michalis, just the third team foul against Jeff West. McKinley Kruger to get it in. Goes through the hands of Farmer, but she's back to half court to get it. Mariah Farmer away from the screen to the left side. Stops and pops. Little jumper, missed short. Offensive board. McDaniel, yes. Double digits. McKenzie McDaniel has 10 points now for Silver Lake, and their lead is up to 5 again. It's 19-14, and the clock moving. 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. Hilltop. Girls back out behind the three-point line. Shoots a three off a screen by Roney. Air ball, that one. Hilltop missing the long shot. She's hit 25 triples on the year. It's the air ball chant from the Silver Lake fans across the way. Here's another lob, and this one over the head of McDaniel. A turnover. Third turnover for Silver Lake. Jeff West had three early turnovers in this ball game, but another Tiger possession down a nickel. To the high post. Now the lob. Roney. Foul. Nice pass by Michalis. Quick ball movement there. Tigers really good on that high-low opportunity, and Melanie Roney at the line, a 66% free throw shooter. Personal on McKinley Kruger, her first, team's third. The southpaw aims, fires, connects. 9 points for Melanie Roney. Jeff West has made two of their first three free throws tonight. 6:10 to go till halftime. Second free throw is good. Roney's already got 10. And I love the ball movement and the motion the offenses are showing here in this game tonight. I mean, Jeff West and Silver Lake are both executing offenses very, very well. Tigers hanging around here, now 19-16. Cabrin Kruger lobs it down low. It's McDaniel again, a turnaround jumper banked in. Jeff West has zero answers for McKenzie McDaniel down on the low block. Lead back to 5. Santa Claus with shorts on, leading the Silver Lake pep section across the way. Jeff West has checked back in Verley Sanders. Tigers on the perimeter. Little stop and go. Stones now attacks the basket. Tried to scoop up the shot. Missed. Rebound by Sanders. Shot blocked with a foul. And Sanders going to get a couple free throws here for Jeff West. Personal against Taylor Ross. She's the first Silver Lake player with two fouls. Burley Sanders to the stripe here for Jeff West. Only played in about half the varsity games for the Tigers this season. Playing more, a lot more lately. The absence of Mallory Young as that free throw rattles in. Kristen Biltoff gets a little breather. Melanie Roney had a short rest, but she just came back to the floor. Tigers only playing about 6 or 7. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by McDaniel. Outlet to McKinley Kruger. 21-17, Silver Lake. McKinley takes off in a reach-in foul on Ella Dickey. That'll be her first, and our team fouls will be evened up again at 4 apiece. Mark Johnson and Perry Krogman, the assistant coaches for Kyle Porter here at Silver Lake. Lob into McDaniel. This time she feeds it to Farmer. Coming to the basket, but slipped down. They keep the ball alive. They kick it out. Missed three-point shot by Kruger. Actually, that was, yeah, Cabrin Kruger that missed the three. Now here comes Ella Dickey for Jeff West. Gives it to Michalis. Across to a wide-open Roney for three. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound Sanders. Dribbled it off her foot. Now Roney picks it up. Shoots. Missed. Sanders again. Yeah! How about Burley Sanders? Giving McDaniel a little play down low. And the Tigers are down only two. 21-19 with 4:20 in the clock moving here in the second stanza. Cabrin Kruger feeds McDaniel. Double teamed. Kick out. Three-point shot. Dieter. That's no good. Rebound set. Silver Lake's got it. And missed it. Might have been a foul, but no call. Cabrin. Now a kick out for three by McKinley Kruger, and that's an air ball out of bounds. Jeff West going to have the ball down too as Kristen Biltoff returns for the Tigers. Timeout, Silver Lake. Kyle Porter calls the timeout. We'll take it with 4 minutes, 2 seconds left here in the second quarter. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. Find your favorite flavor just west of Whiting at Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Back after this on KNCA.
A handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Silver Lake. Jeff West with the ball out of a Silver Lake timeout. Roney coast-to-coast miss. Sanders rebounds, missed, but fouled. Boy, Sanders has come in and played well. Getting a few offensive rebounds and going to earn two more free throws here. With Jeff West only trailing by two. This foul is against Dieter. It's her second. Free throw for Sanders is good. 4 points all here in the second quarter off the bench for 5'11 sophomore Verley Sanders of Jeff West. Second free throw to tie us at 21, and it's good. 21-21. This Tiger team got some swagger tonight. Kinley Stones checks in for Michalis. Roney, Dickey, Biltoff, and Sanders. Out there for Coach John Malloy, clapping his hands. Boy, he loves the effort so far, but it's going to take 32 minutes of this. 21-21. Silver Lake led nearly double digits early on in this game. They're up five at the end of the first quarter. Almost it is a travel. With that pivot foot, did Sarah Worley, unable to find the player she wanted to pass it to. That's four turnovers against Silver Lake, and now Jeff West can take the lead. Kinley Stones into the half court. Silver Lake is man-to-man. Pass to the right block. Biltoff feeds Roney. Kicks out Dickey. Thought about a long three. Biltoff now feeds Sanders. Power dribble going right at McDaniel and missed it. Rebound tipped, and McDaniel's got it for Silver Lake. Good play there by Sanders. Just could not quite finish that time. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the half. Backdoor cut, nice feed to Farmer. Blocked shot by Roney. Where did you come from, Miss Melanie? Flying into the picture and swatting that ball out of bounds. Roney, we talk about her speed and athleticism. She's got some ups as well. Here's a jumper by Kruger. That's blocked. Kick out three. Kruger, no. And over the back foul on Mackenzie McDaniel. She's over the back of Sanders. Boy, Sanders is a difference maker right now in this game. I've seen Jeff West play maybe three times this season, and I don't know if I've seen Sanders in a game, but She's gaming right now. The Tigers have the ball again. It's off the foot of Dickey in a dog pile, and we're going to get a jump ball eventually. There it is. 2:46 to go in the half. It's Tiger possession. Six fouls now against Silver Lake, so Jeff West going to be in the bonus. Four fouls on the Tigers. Jeff West has Brooklyn Michalis with two. Mackenzie McDaniel, that was just her first. Kaylee Titer and Taylor Ross both have two fouls for Silver Lake. Third straight possession here. We're trying to take the lead. It is down low, and it's banked in, and there's the lead. Kinley Stones. Stones with their first field goal. 23-21, Jeff West. They've won this second quarter, 11-4. 2:20 left in it. Farmer on the wing to Worley. Lobs it to the foul line. Cabron Kruger shoots. Bank shot. Spun out. Rebound. Follow. Banked home by Mackenzie McDaniel. Jeff West fans wanted another over-the-back foul. They didn't get it that time. McDaniel was behind, but able to get the ball and put it back in. She's got 14 points already to sophomore Mackenzie McDaniel. Built off driving. Game tied at 23. Roney with a minute 50 to go here in the half. Backing her way in on Kruger. Gets it to Sanders. A long two. No good. Offensive board. Up goes Roney and scores. Melanie Roney. 25-23 Silver Lake. 90 seconds to go in the half. Drive. Layup. Yes. Plus one. Biltoff tried to take the charge. Might have been too far underneath the basket. She's a competitor. Talking to the official there. It actually wasn't on Biltoff. It's on Ella Dickey, and that's her second personal. Dickey joins Ms. Shalis with two fouls each. For the and one, it's McKinley Kruger. 5 points in this game. Her first free throw is good, and it's Silver Lake by one. 26-25. Full court pressure by Silver Lake. Kinley Stones gets it. Now the Eagles drop back. Jeff West led a couple times by two. Dickey stays in the game with two fouls. Lobs it to Roney at the high post. She'll turn and shoot. Why not? Swished it in. Somebody throw some water on that girl. 14 points for Melanie Roney here in the first half. Tigers 27, Silver Lake 26. Hand off now back to Farmer. Ross. Looking for a cutter. Left side. Tough catch for Kruger. Saves it in. Right to Jeff West. Another turnover. The fifth of the game for Silver Lake. Here comes Stones. Little stop and go all the way over Ross. Charge foul. Well, the Jeff West fans didn't think Taylor really got set. She was kind of backpedaling a bit. And she had two fouls, so that was a huge call. The personal instead going on Kinley Stones for the charge violation. Her first personal, 45 seconds to go here in the half. Jeff West leads by one. Kruger gives it back to Farmer. Now Ross. Ross on the floor. Huge contact. Got separation and scored. Boy, Brooklyn Michalis just went flying about 5 feet backwards there. Jeff West fans erupted. Couldn't believe Ross didn't get called for the charge, and now Roney fouled on the shot at the other end with 22 seconds remaining. Boy, that's twice now. Ross has got pretty lucky not to pick up her third. Once she took a charge, and then on that one, boy, Tiger fans sure thought there was a heck of a push-off there before making the open look. Roney at the line, adding to her first half performance. The lefty swishes another free throw. Three for three at the line. Ties this game at 28. Foul on Cabron Kruger, her first, team's seventh. Roney shoots it again. Missed one. Got her own rebound, though, off the miss. Tigers have the ball, tied at 28. 15 seconds left. Coach John Malloy says, let's hold for one. The ball into the hands of Kristen Biltoff, who has just 2 points so far, but Roney's been the difference maker. Tigers try to take the lead into the locker room here at Silver Lake. A three-pointer by Dickey. Partially blocked. Rebounded by McDaniel. 2 seconds left. The deflection by Roney. And that's halftime. 28-28 after 16 minutes of fantastic basketball. It's the March Madness in the Substate semifinals. our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton. That's next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke with you here at Silver Lake. Halftime, 28-28. Top seed Silver Lake getting all they want from Jeff West so far. Lady Tigers won that second quarter 16-11. They were down early by double digits. Silver Lake led 17-12 at the end of one quarter. But Jeff West getting some big-time performances offensively from Melanie Roney. She had 15 points in the first half. And Verlie Sanders came off the bench. She kind of quieted Mackenzie McDaniel a little bit, gave him a rebounding advantage, some putbacks, and she scored 5 big points, including 3 of 4 at the line in that second quarter. McDaniel did have her way, though, especially early on. She has 14 points here at halftime for Silver Lake. Silver Lake had 3 of their 5 turnovers in the second quarter. Jeff West didn't even turn the ball over in the second quarter. They had 3 miscues and turnovers early in this contest, but only have the 3 turnovers here at the break. Silver Lake made a couple threes, and Jeff West made 1 3-point basket in the first half. Free throws helped Jeff West. They were 7 of 10 at the line. Silver Lake just 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Our halftime score is 28-28. The winner of this game gets Nemaha Central, who thumped Hiawatha 45-33. Nemaha Central, after an 11-0 second quarter, led 28-8 at halftime, and were able to cruise to the victory. They got a little contest going on between the Jeff West and the Silver Lake student sections, a little dance-off here at halftime, with Jeff West in their Hawaiian luau get-up, and the mixed smodge-ponge of Silver Lake. Got Spider-Man over there doing some dances right now as we're tied at the break. Our first half statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services. Still time to schedule your appointment. But don't wait much longer if you want to trust the local experienced professionals and know that you got somebody on your side. Trust NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. First half stats are the visitors from Jeff West. Melanie Roney with 15 points. Burley Sanders with 5. Kinley Stones had 3. Ella Dickey had 2. And the Tigers' leading scorer, Kristen Biltoff, held to just 2 points in the first half. For Silver Lake, they had 5 girls score, led by Mackenzie McDaniel. She's got 14, the 6-foot sophomore, probably close to a double-double already. McKinley Kruger has 6. Cabrin Kruger has 3. Taylor Ross scored 3, and also 2 points for Mariah Farmer in that first half for Silver Lake. Eagles with just 1 loss, but tied up 28 all here at the break against the 15-6 Lady Tigers from the Big 7 League. Again, the girls 3A sub-state championship tomorrow here at Silver Lake will be the 7 o'clock game. We know what's happening at 5:30 tomorrow, and we hope you'll be here with us as it's top seed Royal Valley with just 1 loss this year, taking on Sabetha for the 3rd time this season. A couple double-digit wins over the Blue Jays for the Panthers so far, but that 3rd time can be a little bit tricky. So it's 5:30, Royal Valley and Sabetha for the boys sub-state championship. The winners advance to the Hutchinson Sports Arena next week. Girls teams emerging from the locker room here at halftime. Again, Nemaw Central awaiting the winner as they won 45-33 over Hiawatha. Just a tough night all the way around for the Redhawks as Nemaw Central scored all but 3 of their baskets in the paint. They broke the press, got a lot of transition baskets, layups, and a lot of points inside close to the basket. Hiawatha just struggled offensively, only 8 points in the first half as their season ended at 18-4. And Nemaha Central girls now 17-5. They will play the winner of this game tomorrow night. Other scores, the Holton girls lost in the 4A sub-state championship game. That final was 53-26. Wamego, 2-loss team, pretty good, took care of Holton tonight, 53-26. The only boys games tonight are in Class 2A at Valley Falls. It was ACCHS boys beating JCN 39-24, and Valley Falls, the top seed, still undefeated, but they're struggling a bit at halftime, only leading Marhill Mount Academy by 2. Valley Falls 35, Marhill Mount Academy 33, halftime in 2A at Valley. In 1A at Frankfort tonight, it was Centralia with a big second half to beat Troy 53-24. Right now, that girls game going on at Frankfort is Frankfort against Donovan West in Class 1A. Here in 3A girls, we're tied. Silver Lake and Jeff West, 28 apiece. One more timeout on the halftime show, and the third quarter comes your way next. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We return after this break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at heinenrepair.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
And we head with Blind Melon into the second half. Third quarter begins. Silver Lake ball, reverse layup, no good. Offensive rebound, putback is good by Mackenzie McDaniel. Mariah Farmer missed the reverse layup, but McDaniel there to clean it up. She's got 16 points now, and it's Silver Lake 30, Jeff West 28. An open three, Michalis missed it for the Tigers. Offensive board, though, but they call it over the back. Over the back on Kinley Stones. First foul of the half against Jeff West. Personal number two on Stones, the sophomore. Certainly not as much youth for Jeff West, but they have sophomores like Dickey and Stones and Sanders that are all playing vital roles in this game as well. No juniors for Jeff West. It's going to be a light senior class next year. Is Ross in the lane? Jumper, good. Off the feed from Mackenzie McDaniel. Field goal there for Taylor Ross. She's got 5 points. Little full court pressure. Biltoff able to break it as she gets by Farmer. I don't know if he can press Biltoff. I don't know if he put two girls on her. She's still probably breaking press by herself. She's been one of the more fun girls to watch. Jeff West always has some fun girls to watch that just play their stinking heart out every game. There's a drive and a miss by Roney. She cooled off in the locker room apparently after 15 points in the first half. Leah Nagonsot. I don't want to start naming Jeff West girls players from the past, but yeah, they've had a lot of good ones. Here's a kick out, open three, McKinley Kruger. It's no good. Rebounded by Roney. Has built off ahead. She finds her. Kristen gets the ball left side. Layup. No, but a foul. Two free throws coming up for Kristen at Biltoff. Good transition opportunity that time as Roney got it ahead to her fellow senior, all Big Seven performer. Biltoff, first trip to the line. She scored just 2 points in the first half. Only took a couple shots, though. And she makes this free throw. Fouls the second against McKinley Kruger. Trying to make it a two-point game, and Biltoff does just that. 32-30, cashing in on the two free throws is Kristen Biltoff. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. I imagine a lot of folks thought game one would be pretty close, and this one might be a little lopsided, but, you know, that's why they call it March Madness. Anything can happen. Here's the pass ahead to Stone. Shot blocked. Now it's still loose, and it's picked up by McDaniel. Tiger fans wanted a foul, didn't get it. Taylor Ross pushes it ahead to Farmer. Little stop and go against Biltoff. Now back to the trailer. Ross over to Kruger on the left side. Skip pass to Sister Kruger. Now down low, and a charge on Mackenzie McDaniel. Kind of swung the elbows as she turned to face the basket. Caught Burley Sanders. Those two girls talking as they head to the other end. It's personal number two on Mackenzie McDaniel. Coach Kyle Porter says, not so sure. Porter claps his hands together really hard as he takes a seat. His team has lost just once all season, but they're only up by two here against the number four seed. Here's a quick little jumper, Roney, to tie us up. Roney off the feed to Biltoff. Kristen will just keep dishing it all night long. Roney having a hot game with 17. She's capable. She had a game over 30 points earlier this season, did Melanie Roney. She's also disappeared a couple nights. But tonight, she's huge. Here's a turnaround Jay. Mackenzie McDaniel. A light of fire under that girl and watch her go to work. 34-32 as Silver Lake retakes the lead with just over 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Jeff West has been right there after a shaky first couple minutes of the night. Here's Roney, spins left side. That's her strong hand. She lays it in again. Melanie Roney saying, "You can't stop me." She's got 19 points. Playing like she could get 30-plus tonight. Tie in the game at 34. Lob it into McDaniel again. Here's some help defense and a Tiger steal. Roney and Biltoff, two on two. Roney to the right. scoop shot. No, rebound Hilltop. Christian takes it out behind the three-point line. Up top to Stones, fakes the three, drives, jumper in the lane, off the back lip, rebound by Ross, and here comes Silver Lake. This is a track meet once again. Ross spins away at half court. She shoots in the paint. Her jumper no good in transition. Rebound Roney. Roney ahead to Stones. Stones wide open, all alone. It's a layup. It's good! And the Tigers have the lead! Stones has 5 points. Up and down and back and forth. Here we go, midway through the third quarter. Mariah Farmer looking over the Tiger defense. Up top, three-pointer. An air ball by Cabrin Kruger. Saved in by McDaniel, but Biltoff has it. These girls are going to need some oxygen soon. This ball off the knee of Stones. And a foul. And is it on Stones? Ooh. Stones bounced that off her knee, and she dove on the floor to try to get the ball back. Silver Lake had a girl trying to get to the ball as well, but a little too much contact apparently for the officials. Stones just picked up her third foul. First player in the game with three fouls. Our team fouls are even at two here in the second half. Jeff West leads by 2 points. Silver Lake with the basketball. Girls got hands on knees. Down low, here's McDaniel. Turns, rolls around Sanders and scores again. Mackenzie McDaniel and Melanie Roney. We might just start watching these girls play one-on-one here before long. McDaniel's got 20. Roney's got 19. And we got a timeout. Chance for everybody to catch their breath. John Malloy's girls, get him some oxygen. 3:21 left, third quarter. We were tied at half, and we're still tied now. It's Silver Lake and Jeff West knotted at 36 points apiece here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
We take having those close relationships with our customers very seriously.
That's Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We try to get out in the community as much as we can and volunteer. I think it's important because our customers can see us out, get to know us a little bit better, and I think it shows that we care about what's happening in our community.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flutback with you here at Silver Lake. Tiger basketball out of a timeout. We're tied at 36 all. Just over 3 minutes to go. Here's a Biltoff three-point shot. Off the back iron, no good. Tigers rebound. Nearly a travel as two different girls came down with it there. Stones and Dickey. Tigers get an extra possession. Dickey looks now Biltoff looking over at the ref saying, like, she's up here to my grill. Great defense by Kaylee Dieter. Fake three, Michalis in the paint. Roney missed one short. Looking for the outlet. Good job, McDaniel. Not doing anything too quickly as she secures the outlet pass. And here comes Dieter into the half court for Silver Lake. The Eagles and the home whites, the top seed with just one loss. Moving left to right here in the second half. Backdoor cut, intercepted. It's Melanie Roney. Here she comes. Past one defender, past two defenders. Wide open layup, and she missed it. She collides to the wall at the end of the gymnasium. Roney just, man, she can beat anybody up and down the court. Here's another steal. Roney with back-to-back steals. This time she lobs it ahead to Stones. Stones a wide open layup. It's good. Silver Lake is dog tired. Silver Lake's not getting back. Five girls trailing the play. Kinley Stones now has 7. Boy, this transition offense has been sensational for the Tigers tonight. Roney, back-to-back steals on defense. Silver Lake is winded. Skip pass from Dieter to Farmer. Farmer working against Stones. Bodies banging down in the paint. Roney has the job of defending McDaniel. Silver Lake down 2 with the ball. Skip pass over to Dieter. Lob to McDaniel against Roney. Fakes. Goes up. Scores. 22 points for Mackenzie McDaniel. 38-38 with a minute 20 remaining. Biltoff. Crossover dribble. Silky smooth. Over to Roney. Shot up. And good again. Biltoff. Just keep feeding the horse. Melanie Roney continues to drink. She's got 21. 40-38. Lob into McDaniel. Turn, shoot, scores again. McDaniel's got 24 points. And these girls come off the court exhausted as Kyle Porter calls the timeout here for Silver Lake. We're tied 40-40 with 57 seconds to go. Neither team's led by more than a couple points here in the second half. This is phenomenal basketball. Back and forth with 12 points for both teams here in this third period. Jeff West, a team that came in only averaging 42 points per game, and they're only 2 points shy. Silver Lake averaging about 50, and they're well on their way to eclipsing that mark. We're keeping it here during this timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, located just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Foul trouble. Stones has 3 fouls for Jeff West. Nobody else in this game has more than 2 fouls. Only a couple fouls on both teams here in the third quarter. 57 seconds to go. Jeff West. A team you do not want to face in the postseason. Ask Riley County 2 years ago. It was 22-0. 3 times to the state tournament in 9 years under Coach John Malloy. Nemaha Central awaiting the winner of this one. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 3A sub-state championship. Full time out there. We'll see if the teams have a little in the tank. Eladicki dribbling it. Spins. That's a nice move for the sophomore. Shot swatted up against the glass. Nice recovery by Cabrin Kruger. And she got up to knock that ball away. And now the Eagles have it with a chance to take the lead at the end of the third quarter. Silver Lake led by 5 points at the end of one tonight, 17-12. Jeff West got off to a slow start, but since that point, they've been on cruise control. And now Jeff West content to let Silver Lake hold for one shot. Standing at half court is Mariah Farmer. The clock goes down under 15 seconds remaining. Both teams going to have fouls to give in the fourth quarter. Now the Eagles put it in motion. 6 seconds left. Kruger back to the far side. Skip pass to Farmer. 2 seconds to go. Farmer a deep, deep three. It's short. And we're 40-40 heading into the fourth quarter. Man, how can you not love this? And we got more of it coming up after a one-minute timeout, one quarter to go on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice, is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
Buckle up. Here we go. Fourth quarter action. Justin Flip back with you at Silver Lake. Jeff West with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. This game is tied 40-40. Not your typical one versus four seed semifinal. Jeff West playing great. They go to Stones down lows, bumped into McDaniel. Reverse layup, partially blocked by McDaniel. Good stand there by Jeff West to get you the starters on the floor here. Here's a lob pass tipped by Roney, right back to McKinley Kruger. She drives, and the shot missed, but a foul. Little push in the back there will send McKinley Kruger to the line. Zider, McDaniel, Farmer, Cabrin, and McKinley Kruger are the five on the floor for Kyle Porter and the Eagles. For Jeff West, it's Biltoff, Michalis, Dickey, Stones, and Melanie Roney. Free throw good. McKinley Cougars 2-for-2 at the line. She has 7 points tonight. Personal foul number 3 against Ella Dickey. Melanie Roney has 21 points for Jeff West. Mackenzie McDaniel has 24 points for Silver Lake. Second free throw, no good. Tigers get it ahead. Stones in transition again. Layup good for the sophomore. McKinley Stones. She's got 9, and the Tigers lead by 1. We got our money's worth last night. Did I mention, folks, I've had overtime games the last 2 nights. I'll let you know right now. Here's a 3 by Silver Lake, and it's good. Cabron Kruger, second triple of the night, 44-42 Eagles by a deuce. 7 minutes to go. Roney scoots it to Michalis. Tough shot over McDaniel, partially adjusted, and it's no good. Silver Lake's got the ball, and we're down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. I had overtime with Holton and a big fourth quarter comeback Wednesday. Overtime last night with Sabatha and Nemaw Central Boys. Here's a missed shot, McDaniel. Offensive board, though. Kaylee Dider on the backside got the rebound and got fouled. This is the 4th foul against Jeff West, and it's also the 4th personal on Ella Dickey. So let's see what John Malloy does here. Dickey has 1 3-point basket in this game. Free throw for Dider, no good. Her first attempt of the night, she has not scored. Taylor Ross in for Silver Lake. Michalis goes out for Jeff West as Verlie Sanders comes in. Boy, Sanders was so big in that second quarter for Jeff West. Second free throw good. Dider's got her first point of the night. 6 players have scored for Silver Lake. 5 girls have scored for Jeff West. Eagles have a 3-point lead. Neither team's been up 2 possessions since halftime. We were tied at 28 at the break, tied at 40 coming into the fourth quarter. Now it's 45-42. Stones. Silver Lake's got to find a way to get back and transition defense better. Here's Roney attacking. Throws it to the near corner. Built off an open 3-pointer. That's no good. Long rebound, and it's out of bounds to Silver Lake. Built off's been off just a bit tonight. She still has scored just 4 points, making 1 field goal and 2-for-2 at the line. And the Tigers will provide a little 3-quarters court token press here. Silver Lake into the half court. Kaylin Kruger, double team, picked up the dribble. And a deflection by Biltoff into the backcourt. Silver Lake gets it. Now Biltoff will defend against McKinley Kruger, the sophomore. Silver Lake finds Ross on her way to the basket. And she's fouled, and she made the bucket. And the lead is now 5 with a free throw pending. Taylor Ross taking it right at Verlie Sanders, who picked up the foul. Taylor Ross with 6 points. She is the only junior that has played in this game. 6-footer leading the team with 6.3 assists per night. 58% at the line, and good as gold on that one. She's got 8 points. The and one gives Silver Lake a 48-42 lead with just under 6 minutes to go. 5 fouls now on Jeff West. It was the first on Sanders. But only 2 fouls against the Eagles here in the second half. A deflection, a Silver Lake steal. Here comes Kruger. It's Cabron, 3-on-1. Big collision, shot missed, rebounded by Sanders. 3-on-1, and the one back was Kimley Stone. She tried to take the charge. It was a no-call. Here comes Dickey, still in the game with 4 fouls. A stop-and-go. Tigers down by 6. Dickey will take it back to the top. Silver Lake defending man-to-man. Biltoff has it. Sanders flashes to the high post. Down low to Roney. Roney shot up. No, it rolled off, but she's fouled. So they brought Sanders up to the high post, and that got Mackenzie McDaniel away from the basket. I love that offensive set there by Coach John Malloy. You pull the big girl up away from the basket, and that gave Roney a chance to go 1-on-1 when they found her on the block. Here's Roney at the line. 3-for-4 there tonight, and this one is good. 22 points for Melanie Roney. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to go. Foul was the 3rd on Dider. 3 timeouts remaining for both coaches. Roney dribbles several times. She aims, she fires, bullseye. It's a good time of year to be playing great basketball. 48-44. McKinley Kruger into the half court, picked up by Biltoff, stepped through a double team, got rid of it to Ross. Taylor dribbles across the perimeter to the near side. Looks down low for McDaniel. McDaniel double-teamed and is stolen away. It's Roney. Roney may have 10 steals before the night's over tonight. Here's a shot on the left baseline from 10. No good. Tipped again. Taken by Sanders. Jeff West keeps the possession. The Tigers down 4. Ball on the right hip of Kristen Biltop. She calls for a screen. Now sends Dickey away. One-on-one against Farmer. Biltop gets the double team. Kicks it out to Roney. Roney, how much fuel left in the tank? We got a foul against Silver Lake. Just the fourth on the Eagles. Second personal on Cabrin Kruger. Dieter, the only player with more than 2 fouls for Silver Lake. So Jeff West, 5 fouls, Silver Lake, 4 total here in the second half. We're down to 4:34 left in the fourth quarter. Inbounds to Roney at the foul line. Shot, bounced off, rebound, Sanders, shot blocked. Another block by Mackenzie McDaniel. Speaking on double-doubles, triple-doubles, McDaniel. Points, rebounds, blocks, couple dimes. She can do it all. High low, McDaniel, kick out this time. McKinley Kruger for 3. Dagger! Big time shot by McKinley Kruger. You got the last name Kruger, and you play for the Silver Lake Eagles? That's probably a pretty good sign. We got a timeout called by Coach John Malloy as Silver Lake has gone up 7. Half of the fourth quarter gone by. 51-44, Silver Lake leads Jeff West, and we'll return after this. A 30-second timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
A 7-point lead is the biggest margin since the first quarter. Neither team had even been able to get ahead by more than one possession through the third quarter. We were tied at 40, but now a little 11-4 run by Silver Lake, capped on a 3-pointer. Both Cabrin and McKinley Kruger have 3-point baskets here in the fourth quarter now for Silver Lake. Jeff West with the basketball, 2 timeouts remaining. Still plenty of time left, 3:55. Down low to Sanders against McDaniel, shot up, blocked. Tiger fans wanted a foul, but McKenzie McDaniel adds another block to her total. And Silver Lake can be patient with the basketball. Tigers have just 1 foul to give. Ella Dickey's on the floor. She has 4 personals. Holding it near midcourt. 3:30 to go. Looking over to see if the ref's counting a 5-second count. John Malloy says, Kentley Stones, get up on her. You got to be close enough to get that 5-second count going. Can't let Silver Lake just hold on to the basketball. Make them work. McKinley Kruger, near side to Ross. Tigers man-to-man, down low. McDaniel missed the banker. Rebounded by Dickey for Jeff West. Another possession for the Tigers, down by 7. 3:10 to go in the game. Biltoff, down low. Feeds Sanders against McDaniel. Traveled, though, with the basketball. That was the right call. That's only 5 turnovers on Jeff West tonight. Silver Lake's got 7. And now Jeff West got to come with the full court press. They match up man-to-man. Silver Lake gets it in. Sophomores will be asked to bring it up. McKinley Kruger, they clear it out for her. Now Biltoff will grab her at the timeline. Under 3 minutes to go. Kruger trying to hand it off. Picked up the dribble. Biltoff can't steal it as Farmer gets the basketball. Mariah Farmer. Crossover. Nice move on Biltoff. And a little reach-in on Melanie Aroni. And with all the steals she has, rebounds, points, and aggressive play, Melanie Roney just picked up her 2nd personal foul. So the next foul will put Silver Lake to the line for a 1-1. They've only attempted 8 free throws tonight. Silver Lake has made 5 of 8. Pretty good free throw shooting team. Up by 7 are the Eagles. Here's a steal by Roney. Again, one-on-one. Roney stops and pops from six. No good. Rebounded by Cabrin Kruger, who's the only one back for Silver Lake. An opportunity by the wayside there for Jeff West. Going to use that when they're still trailing by seven. Mariah Farmer catches it, ball into the half court. Silver Lake fans not relaxing yet. Mariah Farmer, here's another steal by Melanie Roney. Roney one-on-one, this time her layup no good, but a rebound by Biltoff and the putback is in. Kristen Biltoff now with six. And again, this Silver Lake team just not getting back very good defensively in transition. And Melanie Roney with two more steals. If she doesn't have at least 10 steals in this ball game, then I missed something. 51-46, timeout. Kyle Porter takes this one. A couple timeouts left for both coaches. 2:08, all that we got left to play here in the fourth quarter. We're coming back with Silver Lake up by five on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Plenty of time. Stay tuned after the game tonight. Seth Tollison hosts the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show. All the finals from around substates tonight. Jeff West with the ball as they steal the inbounds. It's Roney again. A jumper no good. And Silver Lake has it. Boy, a couple opportunities here off steals that Jeff West has not been able to capitalize on. Silver Lake now has 11 turnovers in this game. And here's a foul on Roney, her third. Going to send Cabrin Kruger to the line. Not who you want to foul. You know, KP, though, he works for the Secret Service. Good luck getting a hold of his stats and figuring out who can shoot free throws on this Silver Lake team. But we're tight with Coach Porter. We can tell you that Cabrin Kruger is a 64% free throw shooter that's a lot better than any other girl on the floor. I got a couple that kind of struggle at the line. Third foul against Roney. The 1-1 is good. Cabrin Kruger with her first free throw of the night. And she'll get the bonus. She now has 7 points. Ross has 8. McKinley Kruger has 10. McDaniel has 24 points to lead Silver Lake as Cabrin knocks in free throw number 2. And the lead is back to 7 points for Silver Lake with a minute 45 to go. Kinley Stones driving all the way to the basket. Now lost the handle. Picked up by McDaniel and a Tiger turnover. Their 6th one of the night, but it's getting kind of late to have turnovers. Stones looking to head coach Malloy was screaming at her after that play. McDaniel steps outside to get it. Minute 25 to go. Maybe Jeff West has to keep fouling. Farmer gets rid of it up top to Kruger. That's who they want to have it. And or this is McKinley, actually. No, it's a timeout. Thought there was a foul, but a timeout called by Coach Porter first. Full timeout, so we have a chance to step away with a minute 18 remaining here in this game. We were tied at halftime and tied at the end of the third quarter, but now Silver Lake leads 53-46 over Jeff West with the Nemaha Central Thunder, who also played great tonight, awaiting the winner of this contest. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Back. back to action out of a timeout by Silver Lake. They lead 53-46 over Jeff West. Eagles with the basketball. Taylor Ross gets it up top to Mariah Farmer, who scoots it back to McKinley Kruger. Seven fouls on Jeff West. Another one would be another one and one. Silver Lake has now made 4 of 6 free throws already here in the fourth quarter, and a foul against Roney, who tried to tip it and steal it away from Taylor Ross. And on Melanie Roney, she's got to be careful. That's foul number 4. Nobody leaving anything out on the bench tonight. They have brought it and left it all on the floor. A 1-1 for Taylor Ross. She's 2 for 3 at the line. Front end 1-1. Perfect. 9 points, and she has a chance to be the third Eagle to get to double digits. And a chance to push this lead up to 9 points as we are in the final minute now. Ross holds it extended in her right hand. Brings it back. Dribbles twice. Takes aim. Fires and missed it long off the back iron. Rebound tipped it into the hands of Roney. Roney, 23 points for Jeff West. Mackenzie McDaniel, 24 points for Silver Lake. Roney, coast to coast, basket plus one. Roney says, hey, Mr. Fluke, that's two more. She's got 25 and a free throw pending. Trying to bring the Tigers back to within 5. 47 seconds remaining. Here's a pretty good offense. Get the ball to Melanie Roney and let her beat everybody down the court with the dribble. Foul was the third on Caitlin Kruger. Free throw's good. 3-point play for Melanie Roney. She's 6 for 7 at the line. She's got a game high 26. But does she have some more left in her as the Tigers trail by a nickel? Another timeout. We'll keep this one here. 47 seconds remaining. 8 fouls on Jeff West. Just 5 fouls against Silver Lake. So the potential for another 1-1. Silver Lake got 1 of 2 free throws a moment ago. And that put him up by 8. Biggest lead since in the first few minutes of this game. Allie Tibbetts and Addison Van Zandt just check in, making their first appearance of the night. This is a couple little sophomore quick guards that are in there to try to defend, get a steal, and if not, foul. Roney has to go out with their 4 personals. Coach Malloy says, I need you on offense. 54-49. Silver Lake leads. They got to break the full court press. They get it into Taylor Ross. Ross turns and fires it into the half court. McKinley Kruger got a screen there for McDaniel. Basket going to be wiped off. Charge foul. Burley Sanders came over and took the charge. McDaniel was trying to box her out. Sanders fought through her, got planted in front of Kruger and took the charge. And the Tigers have the ball down by 5. All guts and no glory. Back in is Melanie Roney and Kinley Stones. They're the girls with foul trouble, but they got the firepower, and the Tigers got the ball down 5. 40 seconds left. The Stones picks it up in the backcourt. Jeff West moving right to left in the roadblocks. Stones crosses over into the lane. Shot blocked, but a foul. 2 free throws. The Tigers can score with the clock stopped. 37 seconds remaining. Kinley Stones. 1 for 2 at the line, 57% on the year. She's got 9 points in this game. That's second to Roney's 26. First free throw, foul number 4 against Kaylee Dider. Second free throw, short, long rebound, out of bounds, off. The officials are both looking at each other. It's Jeff West basketball. Tigers have it down 4. Biltoff will trigger it in. 36 seconds remaining. A lot of movement before the official handed Biltoff the ball. Ethan Holiday over there stopped him for a moment. Says, hey, wait for me. Now let's go. Roney back to Biltoff. A deep three by Kristen. Bake it in! Time out, Jeff West! Biltoff with her first three-pointer of the game from way downtown. It's off the window. It's through the goal, and it's a one-point game. With 31 seconds to go, the Tigers were down 8. just a few seconds prior. Don't you touch that dial. 31 seconds to go. Silver Lake by one over Jeff West. We're back right after this.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Jeff West is out of timeouts. Both teams are in the bonus. Silver Lake gets it in and fouled immediately. Quick foul is built off fouls. McKinley Krueger. That did not even take 1 second off the clock. Kristen built off with her first personal foul. Team foul number 9. This is going to be the last 1-1. And how about this? Silver Lake has one player inside the three-point line, and that's McKinley Krueger at the line for the last 1-1 tonight. And she missed it. Jeff West has the ball. 30 seconds left. Tigers down one. They have the ball. They have no timeouts remaining. Biltoff looks to Coach John Malloy. Signals a play. 20 seconds left. Biltoff, the senior, kicks it out to Roney. Roney crosses over into the lane. Jumper up. It's no good. Rebound Silver Lake. And now it's a tie-up or a foul. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow to Silver Lake. So the missed front end 1-1 by the Eagles. They'll shoot 2 the rest of the game. 12 seconds to play. Silver Lake's got to get it in. They lead 54-53, and now both coaches have exhausted all their timeouts. Coach Kyle Porter, Holton grad, popping a couple gray hairs tonight. 54-53, both coaches now out of timeouts. Coach Porter verifying if she can run the baseline and where the ball's inbounded from. We're going to keep it here. Mr. Seth Tollison says we are good on breaks. Jeff West was down 8 with just under a minute to go. We saw Holton boys on Wednesday night come from down 12 in the fourth quarter to force overtime against Hayden. Wednesday. On Thursday, we saw the Nemaha Central boys against Sabatha come from 14 points down late in the first half to take a lead into the fourth quarter, and that game went to overtime before Sabatha won it. And here tonight, the March Madness continues. Again, both coaches out of timeouts. Possession arrow to Jeff West if they get a jump ball. Silver Lake gets it into Farmer. Double team by Jeff West and a foul. Built off, fouls Farmer. Well, Mariah Farmer has not attempted a free throw yet in this game. She's going to get 2. Even if she makes them both, it's a one-possession game. Mariah Farmer is a 67% free throw shooter on the year. She's the only Silver Lake player in a white jersey on that half of the court. First free throw, good. That one hit the back iron and dropped in. Yeah, we love those home rims. The lead is 2. 10 seconds to go. Second free throw is no good. Jeff West down 2. Here's Biltoff. Across half court with 7 seconds left. Roney sets the screen. Biltoff steps back. Shoots a 3. It's short. Rebound to Silver Lake. 2 seconds left. The Eagles escape. The Eagles win. The Eagles win. 55-53. The top seed here at home. As Jeff West went for the win. Kristen Biltoff is smiling and crying at the same time and clapping her hands. She knows the Tigers left it all on the floor. They did everything they possibly could to win this game, to put themselves in a chance with one shot in the final seconds that would have been for the win. And it was a little short by Biltoff at the buzzer. As Silver Lake got the loose ball rebound, and the Silver Lake girls win this game 55-53. Jeff West man, if you got to end your season, and nobody likes to end your season on a loss, right? But there better not be a girl hanging her head walking into that Tiger locker room, folks, because that was one hell of a performance by the Jeff West Lady Tigers here tonight. They knew they'd have to score to keep up with the Silver Lake team. They did it in a variety of ways. They got some stops. They were down 8 in the final minute and had a chance to win it at the buzzer. It didn't go, and the Tigers end their season 15-7. It's Silver Lake 21-1 that will take on the 17-5 Nemaha Central girls in tomorrow night's 7 o'clock sub-state championship game here in Silver Lake. We got post-game, final stats, player to bank on. It's all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Man, I hate seasons that come to an end, but what a finish for the Jeff West girls falling tonight, leaving it all on the floor in one heck of a 32-minute performance as Silver Lake holds on, leading by 8 in the final minute. Jeff West misses a three-pointer to send the Hawaiian-dressed pep section into a fury on the floor, as Silver Lake wins it 55-53. And don't get me wrong, Silver Lake played a heck of a game too. I mean, we talk about Jeff West, but remember, they were the underdogs. You look at some comparative scores, and oh, by the way, one thing I didn't mention, these two teams played the first game of the season on Thursday night, December 2nd, and Silver Lake won that one 48-41. This one was certainly much, much closer, but the season starts and ends with a loss for Jeff West at the hands of the Silver Lake Eagles. They're now 21-1 and will have to defeat a third straight Big 7 League team tomorrow night to get back to the state tournament for the second straight year under second-year head coach Kyle Porter. Silver Lake led 17-12 at the end of one quarter. Kind of a shaky start for Jeff West. They had three turnovers in the first few minutes of this game. They ended the night with six total turnovers. Unless I missed one or two, which very easily could have happened. I had Silver Lake down for 12 turnovers, and I think about 8 of those were probably steals by Melanie Roney. What a game that she had. What a game that Mackenzie McDaniel had. What a game this was. Tied at 28 at halftime, tied at 40 at the end of the third quarter. And Silver Lake took the lead there in the fourth quarter, went ahead 51-44. They're up 7 there with just under 4 minutes to go. That's when Silver Lake called a timeout after a three-pointer by McKinley Kruger that put him up by 7 in the final 4 minutes. They did briefly get up by 8, 52-44, as they shot quite a few free throws. 15 free throws attempted in the fourth quarter for Silver Lake. 12 free throws attempted in the fourth quarter by Silver Lake. They made 7 of them, so just barely enough. They missed a front-end 1-1 with 30 seconds left, and they made just 1 of 2 free throws with 10 seconds left that made it a 10-point game. Jeff West comes down. Melanie Roney sets the screen. Kristen Biltoff, little step-back 3 that was just short on a deep shot as this game ended. Check of the final stats brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Call to schedule a tax appointment. Year-round tax help, not just help filing your tax return. Make sure everything's done right and filed on time at NEK Tax Services of Whiting. We'll start with Jeff West, the visitors, who again end their season at 15-7. But I think Coach Chamaloy in there telling his girls, who had won 8 of their last 10 games coming into tonight, that they probably just played their best game of the year. I mean, 6 turnovers. Jeff West made 13 of 17 free throws. I mean, besides maybe containing Mackenzie McDaniel a little bit early, who had 14 points in the first half and defending her better, I think they put Roney on her in the second half, as now some of the Tiger girls come out of the locker room and start the process of hugs and tears with the family, especially for those seniors like All-State performers Kristen Piltoff and Melanie Roney. But yeah, you know, Jeff West, they really couldn't have done too much better here tonight. So here's their final stats. Melanie Roney, 26 points, all on two-pointers, and she went 6 of 7 from the free throw line. I think she was close to 10 steals. I think she was close to 10 rebounds. She was a stud. Kinley Stones joined her in double figures. She had 10. Kristen Biltoff finished with 9. 12 would have been even sweeter, but that shot at the buzzer just short. Verley Sanders, how about the game she had? That's a sophomore to look forward to the next couple of years. She came in there, and she's the one that slowed down Mackenzie McDaniel and kind of leveled the playing field down in the post with McDaniel, the Silver Lake sophomore that was averaging 15 and 12 a game and probably had about that at halftime, 14 points and double-digit rebounds, but a good job by Verley Sanders to kind of help level that inside presence for Jeff West. So she finishes with 5 points, did Verley Sanders, and Ella Dickey had 3. Jeff West made just 2 three-pointers, one by Biltoff that pulled Jeff West within a point, 54-53, with 31 seconds left. And the Tigers, as mentioned, at 13 of 17 from the line, they were 4 for 5 in that fourth quarter. For Silver Lake, Mackenzie McDaniel. And they got 3 sophomore girls scoring 35 points a game. 3 sophomores. And here they are. Mackenzie McDaniel scored 24 tonight, but she did not score in the fourth quarter. McKinley Kruger had 10, and Cabrin Kruger had 8. So those are your 3 sophomore girls. The junior Taylor Ross had 9. If you haven't figured this much out, Silver Lake going to be the 3A favorite next year. They've been ranked number 1 in the state through a lot of the 3A this season, but all those girls I mentioned are all coming back. Mariah Farmer, the lone senior they'll lose, she had 3 points tonight. Kaylee Dieter had the other 1 point, as Silver Lake made 9 of 15 free throws, but they had only attempted 3 free throws coming into the fourth quarter. They made 7 of 12 in the fourth quarter to win this game 55-53. Our player to bank on brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company and downtown Hiawatha. Well, if you're Silver Lake, you got to give it to Mackenzie McDaniel. She was a four. She probably had close to 10 blocks, plus well over 10 rebounds and 24 points tonight. But for Jeff West, we gotta mention Melanie Roney with her 26 points tonight. And one thing that Jeff West really exposed of Silver Lake, I felt like, was Silver Lake did not get back defensively in transition. Now, granted, Melanie Roney might be the fastest high school player you've ever seen dribble the basketball. She's so quick, but so many times got up and down that court, and the Tigers had a lot of transition buckets tonight. Roney finished with 26. She's going to be our Jeff West player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that was phenomenal. We've been blessed with some great basketball this week in Substate, no doubt about it. Tomorrow it'll all conclude with Substate championship games across the Sunflower State. We'll have the two games here in Silver Lake on 103.9 KNZA. We'll have the 2A, two games, Substate championships from Valley Falls tomorrow on 93.7. Frankfort girls, by the way, beat D West tonight. That was 41-38. Heck of a game there. Brandon will have on 92.1 tomorrow night the two 1A Substate championship games at Frankfort. That is the Troy boys against Heritage Christian, and then the Frankfort girls will now play undefeated Centralia girls. And boys 2A at Valley Falls, ACCHS beat JCN by 15. They're in the Substate championship game against Valley Falls, and finally pulled away, I think, a little bit. And that one maybe hasn't gone final. The Valley Falls boys only led Mariel Mount Academy by two at halftime, but pulling away there to remain undefeated. Here tonight, it was Nemaha Central defeating Hiawatha by a final score of 45-33, but Nemaha Central led 28-8 at halftime. They didn't allow a Red Hawk point in the second quarter, and all but three shots, I believe, for Nemaha Central tonight were made in the paint. All points in the paint except three shots for Nemaha Central. A lot of transition baskets after they broke the press as well, as Nemaha Central won the rubber match in third meeting against their co-Big 7 League champions from Hiawatha, 45-33. Hiawatha girls in their season 18-4. Nemaha Central now 17-5. They'll face 21-1 Silver Lake tomorrow evening. That's the 7 o'clock game. And at 5:30 tomorrow night, we'll be here for Sabetha and Royal Valley. Those Big 7 clubs on the boys' side meet for a third time tomorrow evening as well. So that's going to wrap it up for me tonight, but stay tuned. It's Seth Tollefson. We'll take you through the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. We got all the semifinals from last night, semifinals tonight, preview the Substate Championship matchups tomorrow. We had a 4A Substate final tonight for the Holton girls. They got beat at Wamego. Got Atchison boys in the 4A Substate Championship game tomorrow night. So certainly a lot going on, and Seth will take us through the scoreboard show coming up next. We'll be back here tomorrow at Silver Lake. Hope you enjoyed it. Man, that was a lot of fun. 55-53, Silver Lake girls beat Jeff West. They'll face Nemaha Central tomorrow night at 7. That'll do it for me. Justin Fluke, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Until tomorrow, stay safe.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.